Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a weekend.
Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Jess.
Jess, where are you?
I'm in Pencridge in Staffordshire.
Which is nice. How can I help?
Well, basically, I just was listening to your It's Only Bloody Friday, and I was just thinking that you might as well next year go on Britain's Got Talent with it.
Do you think?
I'm not being funny, but did you see the woman that basically got changed, sat in a chair with a sash, and she's in the semis, so, you know.
Not only that, did you see the lady with the dogs last night?
Yeah, well, no, I think she needs a little bit of practice.
Well, not only that, like, I'm so bored. I said this on Britain's Got More Talent last night. Bored of the dogs now. That's enough,
I think,
dog acts.
I think my kittens could be better than what she did.
Well, she just literally took her dog. I was saying this earlier, she took her dog for a walk on the stage. That was it. I was in the audience last night. I was like, seriously? Okay, well, so I just go on in the auditions and go, and then what do I do in the semi-final?
Well, same. I don't know, you just make it louder.
And
maybe
longer.
Maybe backing dancers.
Yes.
They all seem to be into that. Maybe
okay.
Maybe a bit of UV effect or something.
Cool, okay. Well, anything has to be better than the toast guy last night. Did you see him? I felt so sorry for him.
Oh, yeah, I felt really sorry for him.
Bit off more than he could chew there, didn't he?
He was waiting for the big applause at the end and it never came.
I know, it was awful. Can you imagine how awkward that was actually in there?
I know, awful.
Anyway,
awful.
Okay, I'll consider it next year.
Okay, then.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
All right, Becky.
Yeah, how
good.
Are you?
I'm all right. I am thinking of suing Jessie J.
Why?
Because I can't hear properly today.
Why?
And she's got something to do with it. So I was
Have
at
you
Britain...
been listening to her singles too much?
No, I was at Britain's Got Talent last night. I went on the More Talent show, where I had to burst through a... like a piece of paper, like a big piece of paper, and burst through and surprised the Hoff. Yeah.
Was he shocked?
No, not really.
Oh.
I think he knew I was going to be on anyway, but...
How many rehearsals had you done for that surprise? You know, on TV, when someone bursts out, I think, oh, they must have done that in rehearsal like 10 times.
No, just the once.
Oh, right.
Couldn't afford the paper to do it again, so... I did my Bruce Forsyth pose, and they kind of silhouetted me, and then I burst through. No one was surprised at all. It was the biggest non-surprise ever. Anyway, so before I did that, I was walking through the corridor backstage, and it's really weird at the Britain's Got Talent studios, because you've got, you know, the Hoff, and you've got Amanda Holden milling around. Then you've got a mad woman with two dogs, which she's trying to keep in check. Then you've got some people singing, loads of people in ridiculous outfits. And a lot of people, dancers and singers, kind of warming up for the show. So I'm walking through this quite narrow corridor. Like, literally, you can only get two people in it, really, side by side. And as I walk past Jessie J, she goes... like that. Which she then went on to do on the main show. And I got it right in my left ear.
Ooh.
Like, properly shrill. She's a great singer, and she was just, you know, warming up. But seriously, I can't actually hear out of my left ear today. Do you think where there's a blame, there's a claim?
Oh, definitely.
I'll try that.
Phone one of those dodgy numbers off the TV.
Shall I? Well, the ones that they advertise during Jeremy Kyle.
And then say, Jessie J did it.
Yeah. Hello, I've got a problem. I can't hear out of my left ear. You know that singer, Jessie J? Yeah, it's her fault. I'll try that, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should we just randomly try and give away some Scott Mills points, just quick?
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah, exactly. chance to rack up some points here. A lot of people notice this.
2,000.
No. You can have...
1,000.
No, you can have...
750.
Shh. You can have... 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right. A lot of people noticed that Vincent off The Apprentice was saying one word quite a lot in the boardroom this week. Do you know what the word was?
No, that was my guess.
Sure.
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 Oh, yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. I've got loads of emails about this. Loads of texts. So thank you if you spotted this. How many sures did Vincent do in the boardroom on The Apprentice this week?
15.
Play along at home. How many shores? Let's find out.
It was my idea.
Sure.
Yeah. And he don't give a damn about you, I can promise you. Sure. I've seen that type before.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I can appreciate what you're saying.
I can see your poster up there.
Sure.
Before we go on anymore, let me have a look at this advert.
So I said, well, let's go with that.
No, I just want to clarify. Sure. Fair enough.
Sure.
You've lost every single task.
Sure. 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 Sure.
You might as well go home.
Sure, sure.
There we are. So, that was Vincent. He did say it quite a lot, didn't he? 17, Becky, you're 2 out.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.